Okay, in Parshas Pekudei, there is not so much new things over here in the surface level. It's a lot of repetition, as we know. But we do speak about the Hakamas HaMishkan, the building of the Mishkan. And we also, in the Mishkan, there was a kiyor. There was a kiyor in which the Kohanim would use to wash their hands. Unlike other kelim of the Mishkan, there are no midos. There's no description of how the kiyor has to be built in the Torah. And you could really make the kiyor whatever size you want. The Gemara in Zvachim says that we see from the Psukim that Moshe and Aaron and his sons had to wash their hands in the kiyor. And if that's the case, the kiyor has to be big enough to hold enough water for at least four people to do Netilas Yadayim. And that's what the Gemara in Zvachim says. In the time of the Mishkan, there wasn't so many Kohanim. In the days of Shlomo HaMelech, he went on to build a larger one with many, many more in order to able to help all the Kohanim there, and that's what's discussed in Malachim Aleph about Shlomo's building of the Mishkan. So, with that in mind and that understanding, perhaps because this is a parsha that discusses the Mishkan and the Kiyor, so we can talk about the Inyan of Netilas Yadayim. We're going to talk specifically about Netilas Yadayim as it relates to waking up in the morning. But in order to have any discussion about Netilas Yadayim, we must review the three yesodos of why we wash our hands in the morning, of what we call negelvasser. That is a critical thing to understand before we continue, and no discussion of negelvasser can really be had unless we lay out these three points. So let's begin, and let's just quickly review before we get into the sources that you have in front of you. Let's just quickly review the three reasons given as to why we wash our hands in the morning. The first reason is that of the Rashba. The Rashba says that when you get up in the morning, you're a Bria Chadasha, you're a new creation, so to speak, and it's a new time of Avodas Hashem, and Neshama is giving back to you again. And just like the Kohanim go when they went to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every day they wash their hands, so too every day is a new Avoda, a new dedication to Hashem, because we're a new creation, and therefore we wash our hands in the morning. The Shita of the Rush. The Rush writes in the Tshuvas that the reason why we wash our hands in the morning is not because we're a Bria Chadash and we are like Kohanim going to serve Hashem, but rather we wash our hands in the morning because of Yadayim Askanios. While we sleep, perhaps we're not in control of our bodily movements, and we may touch parts of the body that need to be covered, and if we touch them, are not clean. And therefore, we wash our hands in the morning to make sure hands are clean for the rest of the day because of Yadayim Askanios, hands that can move around. Those are the two reasons in Nigla, in the revealed parts of the Torah. The third reason, which we're more familiar with, is based on the comments of the Zohar. The Zohar Kadosh says that the reason why we wash our hands in the morning is because of Ruach Ra. When a person goes to sleep, they have, for all types of reasons, it's 1/60th of death, and the Neshama leaves the body, all different types of explanations given. So because of the situation of the sleep, therefore a person washes their hands in the morning to remove the Ruach Ra, this type of tumah, not exactly tumah in the classical sense, but this type of tumah that rests on the body at that time. We could discuss. We really don't want to get into the whole sheet of the Zohar right now about why it's only the hands is the case. Perhaps the idea that when a person is sleeping, they are no longer interacting with the world. Their das, their intellect, and their heart, and their lev is no longer really functioning so much. It's interacting with the world, and our hands are which we use to interact with the world. And therefore, since there was a lack of connection with our interaction with the world, we clean our hands. The Ruach Ra rests on our hands, and therefore we cleanse our hands, which is the way that we interact with the world around us, because we were not interacting with the world around us while we were sleeping. All types of different explanations that can be given to explain the Zohar. Those are the three main reasons. And there are kama v'kama nafkaminas to those three reasons. You could write, I'm sure somebody has written a whole sefer just on the nafkaminas, the practical implications to those three reasons. So, for example, let's say a person goes to sleep wearing gloves, okay, if that's their thing. So I know sometimes people do that, like if they have rough hands, like in the winter, they'll wear those gloves that have a lotion on them. So a person does that. Do they have to wash their hands in the morning? Well, according to the idea of Yadayim Askanios, their hands might touch something. Well, no, because they were covered the whole time. And according to the idea of Bria Chadasha, yes, I'm a new person in the morning, and therefore I would have to wash my hands as well. And according to the reason of the Zohar, perhaps the Ruach Ra would rest anyway. We'd have to understand the Zohar better, and then how the Zohar comes out, which will be part of a discussion here, perhaps as well, it would be sufficient enough of a reason to wash your hands in the morning, because even though you're wearing gloves, maybe the Ruach Ra covers them as well. So many different African meanings. And our discussion tonight about whether a person who takes a nap has to wash their hands after they get up from the nap, whether they have to wash negavas or wash their hands again, is going to be a nafka meaning for that discussion. Let's begin and jump into the three reasons. According to the reasoning of the Rashba, that when you get up in the morning, you're a Briya Chadasha, you're a new thing. Well, then that should also apply to the daytime, no? If while you're sleeping, your neshama is given over to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and it was then given back. So I'm a Briya Chadasha. I was sleeping. The neshama left me. I'm a new creation. I have to wash my hands according to the Rashba. Therefore, even during the daytime, you can become a Briya Chadasha, and that would require an Atil Sadaim. But is there perhaps a reason why the Rashba is not so clear-cut in that regard? If you look at the words of the Rashba says, Baboker nasa kebriya chadasha. It is the morning time that makes you into a briya chadasha. The pasuk says in Iyov, chadashim livkarim rabba emunasecha. We are new in the bikarim, in the morning. That is when we are renewed, when we wake up in the morning after a night's sleep. This is why the Beis Yosef says that according to the Rashba, if you stay awake all night, you still wash, and you make a bracha in the morning, since it's still a time of Chadashim Liv Karim Rabbi Munasecha. The morning has come up. It is the morning that turns you into a Briya Chadasha. It is not the sleeping. And there's a low plug Rabbanan. When the morning comes, you wash your hands according to the Rashba. Yet if a person sleeps during the day, and it's not the time when most people are sleeping and getting up, you can't say the whole world is Nasek or Briya Chadasha. You took a nap at 2 o'clock in the afternoon for an hour. You wake up at 3 o'clock. It's not Nasek or Briya Chadasha. The whole world is awake. So it would come out according to the Rashba, if you take a nap during the day, there's no reason to wash your hands after the nap. Let's go now to the second reason. According to the Rush, the reason of Yadayim Askanios, well, why does it make a difference if you're sleeping during the day or if you're sleeping during the night? You're also unaware of your hand movements. Maybe you touched a part of the body while you're sleeping that needs to be covered. And therefore, it would seem, according to the Rush, you should be chayvin netilas adayim. So we have here, perhaps, is according to the Rashba, you would not wash Netilas Adayim. And according to the Rush, you would wash your hands again after a daytime nap. Let's turn now to the issue of the Zohar. The Beis Yosef has a suffix that you have in front of you, we'll read together, about the words of the Zohar that Ruach Ra comes because of sleep. Does that mean it's because of sleep at night or even sleep during the day? So let's look at the words of the Beis Yosef together. Lefiza, Afshar da'afilu im yashim bayom, Tzarech li'tal yadayim. According to one understanding, even during the day, you'd have to wash your hands. Zahad Sam amru, because it says in the Zohar, kol denoim shisin neshame shalta be'sisra deruach nesaba. Whoever sleeps 60 nishme, we'll have to figure out what that is in a moment, 60 units, whatever it is, so then the ruach ra rests on your hands. V'lo chilko bein yom v'layel. The Zohar doesn't seem to distinguish between day and night. Even though the Zohar says in Parshas Vayishlach, there's no one who sleeps on their bed at night that does not taste the taste of death because of the idea that the neshama leaves the body. It says similarly in Parshas Vayishev, Efshar de lav dafka. Maybe it's lav dafka, it's not exact. Maybe it's just saying, when does Ruach Ra come to you? At night. Why? Because most people sleep at night. But it's not saying that Ruach Ra only comes at night when you sleep. It's just telling you this is the way that things work because most people sleep at night. Shederach v'adam lishon b'layla. V'teda, you should know. Da'al korachach, it says al arsaya, on your bed. Shekasav v'parshas v'yishach lav dafka, that also might be inexact. Tekeven detama, keven de nishmasa nafkas v'nei. The whole idea is that the neshama leaves the body at night. So Sharya Ruach Mesaba, the Ruach Atuma, rests on the person. And that's why they have this need to wash their hands. Afilu kinoim belo arsanami. What, you're going to tell me the Zohar says when you sleep on your bed at night, that's when you have to have Ruach Ra. And if I sleep on the floor at night, the Zohar is going to tell me I have to wash my hands in the morning? No, that's ridiculous. Of course you would. It's not a din in the bed. So says the Beis Yosef, don't be so medayik. Don't be so exacting when the Zohar says it doesn't make sense to say that only if you sleep on a bed at night, that's when you have to wash your hands in the morning. Just like it says you sleep on a bed and at night. Why? Because most people sleep on a bed at night. But it's not indicative of anything particular to needing a bed or night in order to have Ruach Ra in the morning. And therefore, if you take a nap during the day, says the Beis Yosef, according to our understanding, you'd have to wash your hands afterwards. Umiyu yesh l'tchos v'lomer, but maybe you could reject this and you could say, dafka b'yashem b'layla amru. Maybe it was dafka, it was specific. Because the nighttime is the time of the Sitra Achara. We know from so many sources that the nighttime is a time of Hester Panim, and there's a lot of, you know, danger at night, and Mazikin at night, and the Gemara has many, many sources talking about that, not just the actual physical nature of the nighttime, but the physical nature of the nighttime stems from a spiritual nature that is also negative. This is something the Ramchal elaborates upon at length at the end of the Derech Hashem, that the nighttime itself is created in a way that it's a time of Ra. It's a time where the negativity of the world comes out. So if that's the case, Aval Bayom Ein Lo Koach L'Sharos HaHadam, during the day, there's no koach for the Sitra Achara, for the negative Tumah to come and rest on the person. That's why maybe it's only a daytime thing. So we all understand now the suffix the Beis Yosef has in the Zohar. It's not clear. Is it a din in the nighttime, or is it a din in sleeping? The Birka Yosef cites Rav Chaim Vital, the Talmud of the Arizal, who understands that the Zohar holds that there is also Ruach Ra during the daytime. Let's look at the Birka Yosef. Umar Zekeninu HaRav HaChasim Arinu of Avram Azulai. My grandfather of Avram Azulai, Bal Chesed LaAvram Zal Pirish B'Zohar, Asher Lok Sav Yad, Nikra Or HaChama. My grandfather wrote a commentary in the Zohar called the Or HaChama. At that point, it was still a manuscript. Kosev M'Shem HaMaroinu of Chaim Vital Zatzal, Shochiach Miloshen HaZohar, Degam Yashem Bayom. He understands the words of the Zohar to say that even if you take a nap during the day, Ruach Roshora Allah, you have Ruach Rav. V'chein Ra'isi Shekosev HaRav Maharam Dilun Zano. In his Derech HaChaim, Andaf Tzadi He. So we have the opinion of the Mekubalim that the Zohar means that it's only a din in the nighttime. Sorry, that even during the daytime, you can have Ruach Ra. This is the Shita as well, the Seder Hayom. The Bir HaGra writes in the Shulchan Aruch the same way, and they say in the name of the Gra in the Tosefes Maisa Rav. The Vilna Gaon held that even during the daytime there is Ruach Ra if you take a nap. However, other Mekubalim disagree. The Mikdash Melech on the Zohar and Parshas Vayishlach says that he heard from Rav Chaim Vital that the Zohar says that there's no Ruach Ra unless it's sleep that occurred during the night. So you have two contradictory psakim in the name of Rav Chaim Vital. This is also the sheet of the Tefillah of David, citing the Arizal, Rav Chaim Palagi, and the Tshuvas Leiv Chaim, also say that it's only a din in sleeping. It's during the nighttime as well. So we have here a suffix in the Zohar, how to understand the Zohar, a suffix in the Beis Yosef's reading of the Zohar, and a suffix in the psak of the Mekubalim of the Kabbalists, how they understand whether there is Ruach Ra for sleeping at night, or also Ruach Ra for sleeping in the day as well. How do we paskin with all of this? So let's open up a Shulchan Aruch to Chelek Dalet, to Simen Dalet, and Sif Tesvav. And this Shulchan Aruch says as follows: Yashem Bayom, if you sleep during the day, Yesh Lehistapekim Sarech La'aros Ma'imaleim Shalosh Pamim. It is unclear to me whether you need to wash your hand Negavaser three times. Right? What does he mean three times? What is he saying here? Because the only reason we wash our hands at all in the morning three times is because of the Zohar. The Zohar says that washing your hand three times is what removes the Ruach Ra. According to the Rosh and the Rashba, that we just wash our hands for cleanliness or because of our preparation to serve Hashem, well then you don't need to do it three times. That's only a Kabbalistic ruling, but we do it because of the Zohar. So the Shulchan Aruch is saying, and you wake up in the morning, it is a suffix whether you need to wash three times. Why? Because it's a suffix what the Zohar would hold about such a case. It's not a suffix about the Rush would hold. And it may be it's a suffix about the Rashba, but it's a suffix in the Zohar. And therefore says the Ramah Hagah, v'yitalem below bracha. So the final psak halacha says the Ramah is, when you take a nap during the day, you should wash your hands neglevaser like you would in the morning, three times, alternating 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, but don't make a bracha. Because of the suffix, according to the Zohar, and perhaps even according to the Rashba. Look at the words of the Mishnah Berura. Yilayla gorim l'ruach ha'tumah o shena gorim. Is it the nighttime that causes ruach ha'tumah, or is it the sleeping that causes ruach ha'tumah? Is it the nighttime that causes the negative spirituality to rest on the hands, or is it the very act of sleeping that causes the negative spirituality to rest on the hands? Okay, so that would seem to come out halacha l'maisa. What are the parameters, though? Do we treat it like a full halacha of Ruach Ra? like we would at the nighttime as well. Well, the Bet Yishchai writes in Parshas Toldos that one does not need to be machmer. You don't have to be strict about touching orifices after sleeping during the day. Usually you would, right? We know the halachas, you should not touch eyes, nose, ears, mouth, things like that, until you wash Nagavas in the morning because of Ruach Ra. Says the Ben Yishchai, you don't have to be careful on this because I guess it's not the same strength or the same power as a nighttime Ruach Ra. And that's the view as well as the Eish Lavrav, the Bechacha Rav. However, the Tosefus Maisa Rav says that the Vilna Gaon was very careful about touching food even after sleeping during the day, and that is also the view of the Share Tshuva printed next to the Mishnah Berurah. So, I guess if possible, it seems to be a reasonable chumrah that we can all keep. If you do take a nap during the day, don't touch any orifice, any holes on the body, until you wash your hands after waking up. Which leads to your question, which I'm sure you are all bursting to ask, which is, well, how long does the nap have to be? If it's a 5-minute nap, do I have to wash Nagar Masar? Let's say I fall asleep at the Shabbos table. Not that I accuse anybody here to have fallen asleep at the Shabbos table. But let's say you were to fall asleep at the Shabbos table. So, do I have to wash after that? What's the parameters of how much sleep one needs to wash? So, the Levush in Sif Tes Vav here in Simen Dalet says there needs to be a certain amount of time. Let's read the Levush together. V'chein hayashim b'yom shishim nishmai. One who sleeps during the day, 60 nishmai, whatever that means, something 60 breaths, whatever that means, it's not literally breaths, shu yoser mishenas hasus, which according to the Gemara in Brachos is more than the sleeping of a horse, havi b'chlal toim tam misa. You've slept, what's the rule? Because it's all based on the Zohar. If you slept enough that you are toim tam misa, you have that taste of what death is because the neshama left your body, so then you have to wash your hands. Perhaps one would have to wash their hands 3 alternating times to remove the ruach ra, the negative tuma. Maybe it only happens at night. Less than 60 nishmi vaday ein sarach lito. You certainly would not have to wash your hands. Delo taim tam misa, because as the Levush says, you do not have the taste of death without a longer sleep. The pachos mishisin nishmi, if it is less than 60 of these things, of these units, vaday ein kan ruach ra, and there is certainly no ruach ra if you only take a short nap. And this is cited by the Magen Avraham, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes this as well, which then leads to the question, which is, how much is shishim nishmi? And that is a difficult question to answer. So I'm going to tell you 5 or 6 different shitas over here, and I'll try to come out with something halacha l'maisa. The Rama Mipanu, Rav Azariah Mipanu, the great Italian Kabbalist, so he writes in the Alfasi Zuta, which is a Perish on Maseches Sukkah. So there, the Gemara in Sukkah says that what's the halacha? You can't have a shenas keva outside of the sukkah, but you can have a shenas arai. You can't have a established significant sleep outside of the sukkah, but you can take a small sleep, a shenas arai, a temporary sleep outside of the sukkah. So the Gemara there wants to know, well, what's considered shenas arai? What's considered a serious sleep versus a shenas keva, a serious sleep versus a non-serious sleep? How do I know in that halacha regarding sitting or sleeping outside of sukkah? So he makes the calculation that a neshima is 1/1080th of an hour. 1/1080. That's the number he comes up with. So if you do the math, that turns out to be about 1/18th, which is going to be about, you know, it's going to be about, if you do all the math of 60 times that, it's about a little bit more than 3 minutes. 60 of a neshima, if a neshima is 1/1080, so it's about 1/18th of an hour, it's a little bit more than 3 minutes. That's how he comes out. So if you sleep for more than 3 minutes, then that's enough. And that's cited by the Machzik Bracha, by the Chida, and in the Share Tshuva. But the Share Tshuva, and I want to learn the Share Tshuva together with everyone, the Share Tshuva questions this on a number of accounts. He says, Ayin Sham Teferes Tzvi. Look in the Teferes Tzvi. Shekasav, Dila Inyan Shisin Nishmi, regarding these 60 breaths so to speak. Ein lechalek bein chol l'Shabbos doesn't make a difference during the week or during Shabbos. V'imkein ma'ayin shekasav ha'ari, that which the Ari writes, ha'yayashin bezegum l'shas. They say about the Arizal that he only slept 2 to 3 hours a night. Michlal de'gim l'shas ein yosim mishis nishmi. Now, obviously, the Arizal was going to be careful not to sleep enough that it's going to, you know, be bad for his neshama. So there's no way that he slept more, because he's not going to want to taste tam misa, because he's the Arizal. So therefore, it must be the gimel shos ena yosem yishis nishmi. It must be that 3 hours is not more than 60 breaths. But yosem gimel shos hu midas chasidus. Shaloli shemayom. It's a midas chasidus. It's a very pious thing to not sleep more than 3 hours during the day. Shabbos is different. Sleeping on Shabbos is oneg Shabbos. There might be a mitzvah. But it would not be a midas chasidus to sleep, it would be a midas chasidus to if it wouldn't have more than 2 hours. Ach, be'emes masha kasa b'shem Ari. That which they say in the name of the Arizal, eino muchrach klal inyan shisa nishmei. T'shem ha'ya ne'er kama pa'amim b'soch she'enosov lo ha'ya yashin shisa nishmei b'pa'mechas. When the Arizal slept a certain amount, maybe he didn't sleep it, maybe he slept in units over the course of the night. Meaning maybe he slept for a half hour, got up, and then slept for another half hour and got up. The whole idea that it's negative for the neshama to sleep more than 60 nishmi is in one unit, says the Shari Tshuva. But if I break it up into pieces, then perhaps it wouldn't be a problem. So again, what we come out of over here is, maybe it's about, according to one opinion, about 3 hours. Okay. Then he says, the Kuntras Achron that's printed at the end of the Masik Bracha, he writes, Shemati mi Talmud Chacham Yirei Hashem. I heard from a Talmud Chacham who was God-fearing. Me'ore ma'ara, from the eastern, from the western lands. Hapni misha ha'yabaz man rav v'derach. V'dikte kama pa'amim b'shenos ha'sus. He would be careful to do this, so he would be mona nun tes nishmi. He didn't want to sleep this amount that was considered, you know, too much. So he would sleep 59 instead of 60. U'me'ore ha'sus. U'misorer ha'sus. So he actually looked at a horse, and he saw that a horse slept 59 out of 60, and it was just that amount exactly. And when he calculated the 59 breaths of a horse, whatever it is, it turned out to be about a half hour. Okay, so he brings the number to about a half hour. So what do we have so far? 3 minutes, 3 hours, a half hour. The Mikdash Melech on the Zohar says it's 6 hours. The Malbim in the Arts of Sachaim on Shulchan Aruch says, according to the Zohar, it's 4 hours. The Chayadim says, based on the Gemara in Sukkah says, the time it takes to walk 100 amos is considered a shenas keva. The time it takes to walk 100 amos. Well, if that's the case, let's do the math. If it takes 18 minutes to walk a mil, right, that's the zman that we count for walking a mil, 18 minutes, then the shear for sleeping comes out to less than 1 minute. So we're all over the place over here. You have 1 minute to 6 hours. What would we suggest? Halacha lemaisa, if you wake up after a nap, you should go wash your hands without a bracha. Because whatever it is, why not be machmer? What does it cost to be machmer and to wash your hands nagavasar after taking a nap? The Tshuvas HaRosh does say, though, that sleeping while sitting or resting on your hands, like you sit with and you put your hand down on your head like this by a table, that is considered Shenas Arai, not Shenas Keva. So that's important to know. According to Tshuvas HaRosh, if you take a nap in the chair, at the Shabbos table chair, that's fine. I'll be honest with you, I don't think that includes a recliner or a lazy boy. If you take a nap in the recliner of a lazy boy, I think we consider that lying down. That's pretty, you know, intense. But if you take a chair nap sitting in an upright chair or with your hands on your head at the table, you wouldn't have to wash according to Shubas HaRosh. So we come at halacha lemaisa, is that if you take a nap, you go into bed to lie down, you wake up after that nap, even if it's more than a minute, it would be appropriate to be machmer to wash your hands, negel vaser, without a bracha, those 3 times.